nope, now we not that. Nope. There we go. No, wait, it's still sideways.
They play too much. Like, I think some of these women, I think their brain stops developing after like 16. Like, brain wise.
Lisa, where are you calling me from?
I'm calling from Potter Springs, Georgia. It's a suburb in Atlanta.
Okay, Potter Springs, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how old are you?
I had a birthday yesterday. I'm 58.
What?
You know, yeah,
that grandma. And
what you do for a living, Lisa?
I'm a registered nurse.
RN, you have any kids?
I do. He is 38.
38, okay. You ever been married?
Yes, I have.
Don't just take off, even if you think you're leaving for a good reason.
Okay, you have. When did you get divorced?
2006.
She got divorced at 38 with a kid. And I'm sure she looked good. So see, that's why you just never marry above a 6. They still feel like they cute at 38, even though they've been married with a kid. They feel like they can go back on the market and level up because I'm still cute.
Somebody done told you wrong.
What kind of man you looking for?
Okay, I wrote it all down, Kendra. Okay?
Oh, we got a list. Oh, wait, real quick. Do you want to be on social media too, or do you want to just stay in my app?
I need to increase all my chances.
Whoa. Pathetic. Oh, we gonna put you out here in these streets. We gonna put you on the Kendra G social media page. Okay, Lisa said, find me a man. Come on, let's do it. Everybody in the app, in the house, in the club, in the lawyer's house, in the White House, in the funeral house, who own it?
Yeah, who own it?
Yeah, the funeral house. Y'all say what y'all want, but it's a lot of money when you bury the dead, child. They be the ballers. Now I'd be a little nervous because I'd be like, don't be trying to put me in one of your caskets, child. But let's stay focused.
The fuck is he talking about?
What kind of man you looking for?
Okay, so I'm looking for a man who loves God. And when I say that, I don't mean a person that just goes to church. I mean, I want you to go to God in prayer in every decision that you make.
That's not for you to dictate, my relationship with God is between me and God. I don't need you to validate how I'm going to God or dictate to what frequency I'm going to God. Who the fuck are you, lady?
I want him to be emotionally mature. I want him to be a good communicator. I want him to show up for me. I want him to make time for me. And I want him to choose me over and over again.
Hell no.
Now, what's your deal breakers?
Okay, my deal breakers are somebody who's not a believer.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who smokes, including weed. Somebody who drinks excessively. And someone who doesn't have a fitness routine.
Okay. Should he look a certain way?
Mm-hmm. So I'm 5'6", you know, and I like somebody at least 6 feet.
Oh, children. My God.
All right. So if she's 58, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt and say she want to go 55 to 70. Who married? She put a lot of emphasis on black. So she wants black and he got to be at least 6 feet. She said he got to be fit, so he can't be obese. 150K. Let's see what we looking like, y'all. And this is for a 58-year-old woman. She's looking for Mr. 0.01.
It will be a cold day in hell.
You don't belong on this planet, lady. But let's just keep this in mind. She's looking for Mr. 0.01. And this is without him being super religious and being all about her. And he don't smoke nothing. And so now we talking about Mr. 0.001%.
Yeah, she's cute. I give her that. She's cute. But leave that shit the fuck alone. Leave that alone.
I like somebody with a little facial hair, a nice trim goatee, and someone who's fit. Now, when I say fit, fit and healthy. I'm a nurse. I don't want you to have, you know, black men, and not all black men, they don't go to the doctors. They don't go to the dentist. I need you to have a routine.
What you mean to say is all the niggas you up with ain't shit.
I need you to be healthy. Okay.
Okay. I did that. Should he make a certain amount of money?
I need him to make more than me, so I need him to make at least $150,000.
Big money. All about the. So if he made 110, girl, you couldn't do it.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, but I need him to know how to invest in the stock market. I need to have a good credit score.
Wait a minute. Who are you?
She's going to dress it up, okay? Because she has to, because nobody of any value wants her. So what, she's going to have to dress her life up better than, you know, than a 22-year-old will, because she has no, this is 35 and up, and whatever hooker, whore, single mother she had, her value has plummeted because of where she's ended up.
If you say I want a man that make $100,000, you eliminated 85% of all men. 85%, that leaves you 15%. Half of that 15% is married. 7.5%, half of them gay. Oh, live their alternative lifestyle. Take that down to 3.5-4% that you got to choose from. Then you want him over 6 feet, 2%. He can't be obese, 1%. You don't like Sagittarius's, Leos, or Cancers. Well, now you at 0.5% of a man that you got to look for. You got to find him, and then he got to like you back. That type of man that makes that type of money has requirements for a woman, too, that now you have to meet. This is why so many women are struggling.
You better know how to invest in the stock market if you only got 110K. Bitch, you ain't better than a man making 20K. You a stupid dingbat who lead with looks and body. And look, you don't got nothing going on upstairs. You're not better than a homeless guy. The fuck out of here.
I need him to know how to invest in the stock market. I need to have a good credit score. I need to have an emergency savings.
I don't know. Let me tell you something. Hey, all the women that call me got money, child. Don't you play with them. She said 150. Okay, if I'm going to make an exception for 110,000, you better know how to invest your coin. So a guy that make 80 shouldn't even pull up on you.
Oh, Kendra, I was making that back 10 years ago.
Wow. What? Oh, my God. Word.
Please don't brag. Only fools brag. Bragging just shows you can shoot off your big mouth. If you're great, people will know it. You don't have to tell them anything. Just like I don't have to tell you. Understand?
I mean, damn, sis, why does somebody have to tell you not to be a bitch? Why is that your go-to?
10,000 pounds of makeup cannot buy you class. See, you can buy all this shit, but it doesn't buy you character. You see, the character is still fucked up. And for guys who know how to read through it, they can sniff that shit out on a deeper level, and it doesn't take long.
Oh, Kendra, I was making that back 10 years ago. No shade. But my last boyfriend was a senior VP of IT of a bank.
And so what?
If your boyfriend was senior VP of the bank, operations manager, blah, 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 with the corner office, why you ain't still with him then, bitch? I guess life ain't all about being senior VP, corner office, and director of operations. I guess life ain't all about that. How the fuck are you going to flex your ex? If he's worth flexing, you should have stayed with him then, bitch. You think men give a fuck what your ex was? Women have no idea what men find attractive and unattractive. If she had any idea or cared what turned men on or off, she wouldn't be saying this or acting this way, but she don't give a fuck about you or what you like or what might turn you off, because it's all about her. Terrible, terrible human being.
One, she knows she's not a decent human. One, let's just be honest about it. It sounds fucked up, but it's true.
Senior VP of IT of a bank. So the last one was a doctor, one was a pilot.
Why are you talking to me? Why are you not with them?
He did not want to get married, Kenya. We were together for 9 years. And when you say a man that makes a lot of money, you're on the money. He did not want to get married.
Because he was already married and you were the side bitch. But you're not smart enough to know that. You were the side bitch. He was already married, dingbat. You already had a marriage. It's over. You should have stayed with your husband that you had a kid with. Or I'm assuming she had a kid with him.
You never know. That's the point.
He did not want to get married. We traveled, family, all that stuff.
So, okay. So was marriage, you're 58. Marriage is the goal.
Yes.
So everything in that relationship was good, except he didn't want to get married.
He didn't want to get married.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
And after a while, Kendra. Sorry, honey. After a while, I'm in my 50s. Okay, I want to get married.
Have you ever been married? You have been married, right?
Yeah, I've been married.
That's right. And you've been, when did you get divorced? 2006. So, okay, listen. So when did y'all break up?
November last year.
Did y'all live together and all that?
Oh, no. I don't.
Oh, okay.
No living together.
Told you she was a side bitch. I told you they didn't live together, but they was together for 9 years and he doesn't want to get married. These bitches are slow, bro.
It was my birthday, and we went out the country every time for my birthday, every year for my birthday. And I was going to break up with him, but he's like, let's go somewhere. So we went to Panama. And then, unfortunately, while we were there, his mom got sick. So I couldn't break up with him then. And then we came back. God rest his soul. His mom died. You can't break up with somebody after all that time after when their mom dies. So I...
Come on now, dog. Come on, man.
So everything was good other than he wanted to get married. He didn't want to get married.
No. And I just feel that maybe he wasn't always faithful.
Okay. Okay. Now we get into more of it. So there was some infidelity going on?
Well, you know, things got weird. Like the last time he saw me and he left my house, he kissed me on the forehead. Come on, dude. I just think something wasn't right.
Like what? What?
That makes no fucking sense. We all just act like it's normal. Like,
I just think something wasn't right.
Oh, he left her. Because that doesn't even make sense. Oh, I think there may have been some infidelity. So she's not even saying she caught him cheating. Yeah, he left her. He blocked her. Because this isn't even making sense. Oh, I left him because he didn't want to get married. After being with the motherfucker for 9 years, that don't add up. Oh, I left him because he kissed me on the forehead. He left her. They're not going to admit that they got dumped. Their ego is too big. He left her.
And then what happened with the pilot girl? You got, that's real frequent flyer miles.
He was Caucasian, and I just wanted to marry a black man.
Okay.
He dumped her too, because that don't make sense either. If you wanted to marry a black man, then why would you even date him in the first place? He dumped her too. This bitch is fucking lying.
There was a third guy you mentioned. You said. Oh.
Because I'm a nurse, so, you know, I meet a lot of doctors and PAs, and it's always something. It's like, you know.
You know, sometimes we get so wrapped up in how a problem bothers us, we don't see what the problem really is.
You know, you want to get married, all you think about is getting married. I don't want to keep being your girlfriend, keep saying, oh, I have a boyfriend at 50-something.
That's too damn bad!
That's all.
Okay.
It's been for you for 20 years. Fair enough. It's been for you. All right,
so we got the backstory, so now we know why 80K ain't shit. Don't you pull up to her. She don't want to hear. She don't care what you got to say. 150K. If it's at 110, you got to show her a PowerPoint presentation on how you're going to get your ass to 150K by Friday. Okay?
How about new?
Okay. All right. Let's do the Kendra Cam girl, because you know you're talking big money and you know you're going to be on social media. So I'm letting you know. Ooh, not a body part. No way.
So that's going to keep getting you what you've been getting. Nut on you. And a nigga maybe just kicking it with you casually. That's all that body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. That's all it's going to get you.
Listen, because you want big money, you just can't only date black men. Listen, here's the deal, ladies. If you are gung-ho on a money required man, you got to be open to all men. And they might not all be attractive, because what happens is, you know, there's some men who make what y'all want and more, but they ain't the cutest things in the world.
All my girlfriends that are married. My best friend, her husband is a pilot for a multi-million-dollar family. My other girlfriend is married to a doctor with 50 acres. Another girlfriend is married to a doctor. So I don't think that's a lot of money. So
with that being said, and I'm happy that you call me, but why don't you have those women friends and their guy friends hook you up with their friends then? Because I think, let me just jump this in there. Mm-hmm. Here's the deal. 150K might not be a lot of money to you. It's not a lot of money to me either. But I also understand I live in the 1% world. So when you live in a 1% world, then, and that's what's important to you, then you better lock it down in that environment.
Well, I dated a white guy before. He was a pilot. And Kendra, he was so amazing. I have my own credit card. But no, I wanted to go marry a black man. So
you're dumb. You're dumb.